sustained awareness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bardi, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Sustained awareness. All of us feel that we know who we are. We know that we are a physical body. We know we are a mental being. We know we are of such a heritage that we come from such a family. We feel we know who we are. We feel that we have a pretty good hold on the concept of who we are. Well, do we really? Do we really have a good hold on who we are? Are we aware of all of the magic that goes on inside of our body? How we turn from an egg and a sperm into a human being, a divine being. From a divine being, we grow from a child in a child's form, in a child's format of being, to a young adult, to a mature adult. Have we really learned who we are, and have we really been aware of who we are, and can we really affirm who we are? And in this affirmation of who we are we able to sustain it and believe it under all circumstances? It becomes a little difficult at times. We have the 3-hour meditation, and the 3-hour meditation is a very powerful device, and device is just what it is. It's an opportunity for us to confirm who and what we are, and do it for a period of time. And if we can do it every day for 3 hours every day for a period of 6 months, we will have inculcated into our consciousness this awareness of ourself. Not that it is that we were not it, but we were not aware of it. We will have brought into our being an awareness of who we are. The first hour of our 3-hour meditation, we say, "I'm God, God I am." And we affirm that for one solid hour. We sing it, we say it, we think it, we feel it, we are it. And then after the first hour, we take a pause for a short moment. Maybe go to the bathroom, maybe relax for a minute from saying it. And then, after having said, "I am God, God I am," for one solid hour, then we say, "Why I can say I am God." We answer to ourselves, "Why I can say I am God." And we begin to investigate it. The reasons why I can say. And as we investigate it, we come to all sorts of conclusions of why I can say I'm God. At first, we just sort of repeat the same statements over and over again because we have never given too much attention to it. We have never really confirmed the fact that why I can say I'm God. We might say, "Why can I say I am the son of my father, the daughter of my parents? Why can I say that?" And we say, "Well, because I am." Now that's a good start. Not because I am. And because my mother and father had a sexual relationship which brought forth me as a being. Well, now that's interesting. Now, why did they do that? Did they do it just because sex was such a fun thing, or did they do it because they wanted to have a child, and they wanted to have me? And did they really want me? Did they really look forward to me? Did they praise me? Did they talk about me while I was gestating? Did they say, our little baby, our little genius, our little wonderful? Yes, yes, yes. And after I was born, did they nurture me? Did they take care of me? Did they love me? Well, if they did or they didn't, it doesn't really matter. But the thing is, did they? If they did, we say, how wonderful. If they didn't, we say, somewhere, somebody liked me and helped me to get through my early years. How wonderful. What sort of a being are we? And as we come along, we say, well, somewhere, some magical substances were put together to bring about my body, my mind, to bring about who I am. And we begin to talk about that to ourselves. Why we can say we are a human being. Why we can say we are a being on planet Earth. Well, now, that in itself is something we have very seldom thought about. We have very seldom given much attention to. And when we start giving attention to it, we begin realizing there's a lot of complexity there. There's a lot of magic there. There's a lot of wonderment there. There's a lot of attitudes there that we had never really given much attention to. And as we say, why am I the offspring of my parents? We come up with a lot of different ideas. Science comes up with genes and chromosomes and the DNA and all of these other beautiful concepts. And we begin to understand just a little bit. Now when we say, why can I say I'm God? We have to really understand first what God is. And then we begin to say why I can say I am God. First we have to understand what our parents are. And then we can begin to understand to say what we are. So when I begin to say what my father and mother are, and I begin to look at them as beings, as creative expressions of beauty and goodness, and then I begin to see myself that same way, or even an advanced way. My dad may have been a musician, he may have been fair, he may have earned a living playing for nightclubs, and my mother may have been an artist or something. And so now I proclaim I'm a musician. But I'm a musician and I want to be more complex than my father was. I want to play the great symphony orchestras. I want to be a musician of magical format. Now, is this because I want to be better than my dad, or was my dad just the sounding board for the beginning of my attitude about myself? Knowing who we are as a human being is not as easy as we might think it to be, because it's fraught with so many possibilities and so many opportunities and so many beingnesses that we just have never given it attention to. Now, the ability to say, I am God. Why I can say I am God? Well, we have to really understand what it means to be God. What does God do? Is God the allness? Is God in, through, and as every being that God created? Is everything that God created God? Can it be any different? Are you your parent? Are you what your mother is, what your father is? Are you the cells of their cells, the thoughts of their thought? And do you perhaps expand a little bit on that because their thought was limited to whatever they did, and now you expand on that, and then you live in a current now, which is a different world from what they lived in. You live in a world that is more revealed and more wondrous. But your world has not even begun to express what your children's world or your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren's world is going to be, and how magical that's going to be. And that can be a world that is now, today, merely revealing itself through what we like to call the period of time, and in a different space. And there is no time and no space, because all is here within our great-grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren are all of the opportunities, possibilities, and the beingnesses that we have right now. And as they live these grand experiences, will they proclaim to themselves why they can say that they are the child of their parent or their parents' parents or the heredity that they have? It's a wonderful game that we play here of awareness. Now, we don't have to be aware. We can be aware if we wish, but we don't have to be aware. But when we are aware, then what sort of things happen to us? The things that happen to us when we are aware is that we act as though we are that which we are aware that we are. We act as though we are what we are aware of what we are. Are you a good tennis player? Then you act as though you're aware of it, and you play that game. Are you a grand musician? Well, then you act that way. When you begin to claim and be aware of why you can say you are your parents' child, or why you say you have these genes or chromosomes, or why you have this genius, or why you have this desire to do certain things, and that desire itself is part of the heritage that you have, the heritage that each of us have. So when I say that I am God, and then I say why I can say I am God, I am saying why I, as the son, daughter, creation of the infinite, have within me all that the infinite is and can be what the infinite is. Oh, I can easily say I don't have it and deny it and pretend that I don't have it and act as though I don't have it and to all appearances not have it. But it is always there. Like the genes and chromosomes, the DNA of the human system, that is always there, my God nature. I am divine, whether I am aware of it or not, whether I acknowledge it or not, whether I want to claim it or not. So, the second hour of saying, well, I can say I am God, makes me very much aware of what it is I think God is, what it is I think my real parent is, my divine parent. And then the third hour is another magical hour. And during the third hour, when I give these seminars, and I have the three-hour meditation part of the seminar, during the third hour, I tell my audience what it is that I think, I feel, when I say God is speaking in me. What do I sense when I feel God speaking in me? What is God telling me? When I listen to God speaking in me, I hear such a glorious response that all of my life is just so magnificent and so wonderful and so uplifting and so rewarding. It's beyond all belief. And being beyond all belief, I am just delighted and amazed and fulfilled in every beautiful way. For this is who and what I am. This is where and who and what I am, and it's a wonderful thing. When I can begin to say these things about myself, I am God, why I can say I'm God, And what is it that God in me says to me? When I do those things, I come up with some pretty wonderful, pretty dynamic, pretty powerful concepts. And these powerful, dynamic, wonderful concepts tell me exactly who I am. And I feel so fantastic. My biggest problem all of my life is the awareness of anything that I'm experiencing. If I'm experiencing a drive down the road in my car, am I aware that I am in charge, or do I think that the icy road might be in charge, or the rain might be in charge, or the car with a tire that blows out is in charge? Who's in charge? If I am always in charge and I surround my car with my pure white light of love and know that all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, then I'm in charge. I have the awareness that I'm in charge. And I do the same thing with every activity of my life. I say, I am in charge. I am the master. No matter what circumstance I face, I am the master. And the circumstance is under my direction. And then I train myself to listen within. My time of meditation or introspection, where I listen to the divine within me telling me how wonderful it is to be me. How wonderful it is to fully reveal myself as me, as divine, in this human form I call my body, I call my life, I call me. It is very wonderful. But I train myself to be aware. And that's why the 3-hour meditation is so powerful and so beautiful. And that's why I recommend it to people who would like to find spiritual illumination. It's a very simple but a very dedicated thing. Doing the 3-hour meditation for a 6-month period will bring such illumination, such awareness, because I am so profoundly aware of whom I am, because I am saying it every day for 3 hours, the 3 aspects of it. I am God, why I can say I am God, and what God says to me. How wonderful it is. If I were to do that with any subject, with any learning program that I have for myself, how brilliant I would be. If I were to do that just now, with the simplicity of the fact that I am my parents' child. And who are my parents' child? Who are my parents? I am my parents' child. I am God. I am my parent. I am my parent. I am my parent. What wonderful attitudes I would have about me and my parents. And why can I say I'm my parent? Well, I can come up with sort of many physiological attitudes, but there's psychological attitudes and there's spiritual attitudes as well. And then I go on and I say, what do my parents speak to me? What do they say to me? How do they reveal themselves to me? And that in itself is a very telling situation. I have the privilege of training myself to be aware of who and what I am. And in this training, I have the opportunity to become alert to the fact that I am more than I ever laid claim to all of my life. Today, I lay claim to who and what I am, and I am who and what I am. And I delight in being who and what I am. And my world is spectacular beyond anything I could ever imagine. This is my truth for myself. This is the game I play every day for myself. This is why I can say, I know who I am, and I am who I am, and I love it, just like I love you. I love you. I love you.